This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two data points with which to begin the next half an hour in our shared economy. Data point number one is that small businesses, defined by the Small Business Administration as those companies with less than 500 employees, those small businesses account for 2 out of every 3 new jobs in this economy. And that gets us to point number two, for reasons which I hope will become clear. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, you should think small when you hear independent, that group was out with its Small Business Optimism Index today, and they were less so last month than they were in October. They're pessimistic about sales and about business conditions overall. At the same time, though, more of them are spending money on capital equipment, and fewer of them said they raised prices. So, toss-up? Marketplace's Justin Ho spent his day on the phone with a couple of small business owners to get a little ground truth.
Earlier this year, Randy George bought a new dough dividing machine for his bakery and cafe in Vermont called Red Hen Baking Company. He also bought another machine that lifts the dough into the divider.
We invested more in new equipment this year than we have ever, in fact.
George says it helps that bread sales have been fairly strong, but he's also raised wages 7.5% this year. So he hopes the new equipment will help the business become more efficient to ensure that Red Hen Baking Company will stick around in the long run.
You figure out how to survive when you're running a small business. So I just see this as all part of that.
I asked George if that big investment means he's feeling optimistic about the economy, and he said he's not sure. Heather Whaling, the founder of the Ohio-based PR company Gebbin Communication, doesn't really know how she feels either.
My level of optimism or pessimism changes by the day and sometimes probably by the hour.
Whaling says her business is doing a lot better than it was last year. Back then, she says many of her clients didn't want to spend much on marketing because they were nervous about a possible recession. But Whaling says business hasn't exactly roared back either.
There's still a level of trepidation and concern, but businesses aren't reacting as strongly maybe to the fear. There's just more caution.
There are some reasons to be hopeful about business in the new year, says Jennifer Nisgoda. She runs a company called Alfresco near San Diego that puts on catered events and operates a specialty market. Nisgoda says sales at the market are doing all right.
I think we're already seeing an uptick like with the holiday season.
But Nisgoda says the event side of her business has not been doing so well, so she's winding it back and investing more time and money into the brick and mortar store.
For the moment, that's our main focus because we see that as like the nucleus of the business. And from there, the energy, the events, everything else can grow out of there. But we need that solid foundation.
Nisgoda says that's something she's learned throughout the last year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.